Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, QB. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm QB Tyler. If you're not familiar with me, I write very forbidden, age gap, taboo, very steamy, sometimes emotional books, but always very spicy. I have books that are teacher-student. I have quite a lot of daddy books, best friend's dad, dad's best friend, stepfather, godfather, adopted older brother, guardian ward, boss us and employees, lots of age gap.
Yes. And it's like, they're so good. It's just if you're looking for a good time and you're looking for something forbidden, you're like, how this is going to work? These are the books for you.
Yeah.
So what got you get started writing? When did you start writing? What was the reason why? Were you a romance reader, or was it something you're always a writer and this is something you stumble upon and then stumble upon these forbidden conflicts that, like, how do I resolve this?
So I started writing probably in 2013. I started with fan fiction. I wrote 50 Shades of Grey fan fiction for about 5 years. And then toward the end of it, people were like, you should publish. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll try it out just for fun, and went from there. So I don't write, obviously, I don't write with Christian and Anna in mind really anymore. And I don't write billionaire romances that much. But once I started publishing, I don't know, maybe from other books, I was like, I really like the forbidden aspect of romance. I like when two people are fighting against kind of everything just to be together. I don't really write a ton of conflict between the two characters. I write much more about, like, the external conflict and the people that will not be happy if they're together, or other circumstances that would prevent them from being together. I started with a patient psychologist, and it was cheating romance. And from there, I was like, okay, I think I want to do more, like, age gap, more he is, like, a parental figure for her. And that is where Unconditional came from. And then it was just from there. I think I just kept going and going and going.
Yeah. My introduction to your work was the one where the husband cheated on her and they were getting divorced, and then he's sick and then he's coming back.
You know.
Like, she's, I don't understand why you love me. Where he has amnesia and he's like, I love you. He's like, how did I cheat on you?
That's an outlier, I would say, of my books. It doesn't have the same tone as all of my other books. It's not really, it is an age gap, but it's a little bit smaller. And it's not like a forbidden book at all. It really is just,
but then
people love that book.
They do. I think it's like the journey. It's a journey. But
yeah,
I think honestly, looking at your forbidden, there's something to be said about, I personally love dad's best friend or ex-boyfriend's dad. Like, this idea, you're not supposed to. And yet the younger ones are not doing the work. And you're like, okay, this guy already has shit together. And you're not supposed to. Like, what are people going to think about it? What are people going to say? It's just so good. All right. So we got to talk about The Worst Kept Secret, which is your latest release. And that's another forbidden.
It is. It is best friend's dad, but her best friend is a boy. It's a guy. It's not. I feel like we read a lot of best friends' dads, and you automatically think like it's two girls. Even sometimes when I tease it, people are like, "Wait, who?" And I'm like, "Yes, the best friend is a boy who also has or had some feelings for her." So it's navigating that conflict of how to tell the best friend that she's in a relationship with the dad, and then also from the dad perspective, I'm essentially sleeping with this girl that my son spent his whole high school career kind of pining after, and now I feel like an asshole.
Yes.
world's worst dad year. So yeah, no, but it was a great time. Theo and Avery are, they, I love them so much, and you will see them again a few times. So I'm really excited to like continue giving little Easter eggs about them for things that are prior to their book and then things that are after like their wedding and stuff like
that. Oh my gosh, I am very excited for this.
Yeah, yeah. By the time this airs, Reagan and Wes's book will be out by the time this airs. Surprise, guys. I have not announced it or anything, but it's coming out on the 27th.
Perfect.
Yes. By the time this airs,
yeah,
Reagan and Wes will be out. So you'll see little glimpses of Theo and Avery in their book because Reagan and Wes technically take place before The Worst Kept Secret because they're together already in The Worst Kept Secret. So I had to go backwards.
Yeah,
so see Theo and Avery interact a few times and it's like you see the tension, but nobody, Reagan doesn't know that they're hooking up. So. It's a good time.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. I am so excited for this.
Me too.
Hey, a gift, like a holiday gift you're just giving us.
It is. That's why I haven't said anything and it's been very quiet. I'm literally just going to pop up next week and be like, hey guys.
That's exciting. So let's chat some book recommendations because I think we have similar taste for a book recommendation.
Yeah. I love yours truly. I love Abby. She is like the sweetest person. I met her at, I've met her a few times, but I talked to her in Simulit in California over the summer. And she was just, I had her sign my yours truly. I was like, please.
Yeah. She based a hero on a hero that I happened to do a Turkish soap recap show. Like I have a.
I saw that.
Serkan, I'm watching a soap and I don't like Serkan. So I have conflicting emotions about this, but I love the fact that I'm like, it's like my world's colliding.
I love it.
Yeah. So love, the Turkish soap is Love is in the Air and you can find it on pirated on Dailymotion, not on YouTube. So, but yours truly is one of them. And let's talk about some other books that you recommend our listeners to pick up.
I always talk about Sierra Simone. I feel like you can't go wrong with any of her books. She is a phenomenal writer. Her words are like poetry, and I love her so much. But the pre-series is definitely my favorite, like all of them, pre-Sinner and Saint. Phenomenal. I cannot wait to see the next Bell Brothers she does. That series is really just, I love it.
Yeah. And it's forbidden. It's a forbidden series. Like, so if you're looking at the forbidden, think about a priest and a nun.
I just love the way that she really talks about religion and just it's so great. And really anything by her, she is like my unicorn.
Yes.
And then also, what else did I say? Oh yeah, Still Beating by Jennifer Hartman. Love that book. I read that last year and I feel like I still have just not really stopped thinking about it. It is such a phenomenal story. Have you read that?
I actually own the book. I'm not emotionally ready for the book.
Yeah. And I definitely check your triggers with that one. But it's just, she is another one who just writes. So I cried and I'm not like a huge crier in books, but like it was so good. So good. But yes, definitely make sure that you have the emotional bandwidth to like that. And then, yes, Magnolia Parks. Yes. Love. Love my queen. She is just so fabulous. I again, those are books I read last year, but just I love the way Jessa Hastings writes. She has such a way with words.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think authors sometimes can get caught up in metaphors. Mm-hmm. And she definitely is a very metaphor heavy author, but they all hit. I'm never like, wait, what is she trying to say? They're all just so relatable and beautifully written, but still like plain speak. Like it's not like I don't feel like I'm reading like Shakespeare where I'm like, what? So beautiful.
So you're gonna ask, who is your favorite character? Are you Julian, a Daisy, Magnolia, BJ? What one in this world do you, which books do you prefer to do based on the series?
So I'm gonna be really honest with you, and people yell at me that know this about me. I have not read Daisy Hates yet. I've not read book two and book four. I've only read book one and three. So when I say Magnolia Parks, I truly mean Magnolia Parks. So not like the whole series as a whole. And honestly, it was not because I didn't want to read them. It was because of how her books are. Yeah. So like you read the end of one and then you read Daisy Hates and it's basically book one, but from another perspective. And I was at the cliffhanger in book one. I was like, absolutely not. I need to go right into book three because I need to know what the heck is going on. My plan is by the time that Into the Dark comes out, which I think is in February,
yeah,
to read book two and book four. So yeah, we're just going by what I know. Magnolia is obviously my favorite. BJ is my second favorite, but Julian could be tied with BJ. I love Julian so much.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's my story with Magnolia. So I read the first book, loved it, and I was like, in the ending, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to know. So I was going to do the same thing. I jumped to three, and then I was like, wait, I missed like a whole year. And I was like, we're going to try. So I tried Daisy. And Daisy's writing is very different from Magnolia. Like, there's footnotes, it's very clinical. And I'm just like, what is happening? I'm not getting to Daisy. So I took a break from it. And about a year later, the books were coming out, publishers, and the publishers sent me the audiobooks. And I was like, let me just listen to it. And I ended up like reading Daisy and just skipping through the footnotes. So that's like how I managed to get through Daisy, because I was like, I can't do the footnotes. So I skipped through the footnotes, and I know you're missing out like on Daisy's inner monologue, but I was like, I can't. Then I read the book three, and I was like, wait, what is happening? Like, I need to know, because like book three, I finished book three like recently, and I was like, book three ends in a cliffhanger. And I'm like,
yeah,
then I go
serious.
Book four doesn't glance over the cliffhanger. We don't know what is happening. But book four, it's so good. Like, you fall in love with Julian, you fall in love with Daisy, and like the whole mess. And it's mafia, but it's like a little bit less about that. It's just like conflict, and you just love it. And then I'm actually in halfway through book five. I think book five is not necessary. I was like, it's
wait, Into the Dark?
Yeah, I have an access to it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You're on my Rob list.
So book five is like, it helps you with the process and stuff like that. But I'm like, I need to be emotionally ready. Like, it felt like an extended epilogue and some stuff. And I'm like, okay, where are we going? But it's great for the fans. I'm just like ready, because book four ended with a cliffhanger for Daisy and Julian. And I'm like, now I'm ready for the Daisy Julian's books.
So got it.
Find your way. They're fine. There's nothing much that happens, but there's stuff that happens too. That's Magnolia. Awesome. So, QB, tell us where to find you online.
Really anywhere. I am always online. I'm everywhere. Instagram is probably where I am the most. Like, that's, if you are ever trying to slide into my DMs, definitely Instagram way to do it. Not on TikTok. I'm really on Facebook. But I am on those avenues. I'm just not there as much. But yeah, Facebook, TikTok. I have a newsletter. I have a reader group, QB's Hive, if you want to come join. It's on Facebook. But like I said, Instagram is like the best way to find me, or email, which is also connected to my Facebook or Instagram.
Awesome.
All
the places. Thank you, QB, for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.